Well, they were farmers, and my daddy's father was a sawmill man, and his grandfather was a sawmill man. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather on my father's side was killed by a Negro that worked at the sawmill because of my grandfather told him to do something that he didn't want to do, and it created a disturbance, and he waylaid him. And on the way to the mill one morning and shot him.
Oh.
But my grandfather...
Did they catch him, and what did they
do? Oh, yes, they caught him, and he was... I don't believe I can remember just what Dad said they did to him. Back in old days, usually they were handled by the community. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of hangings, and I remember one particular case where a colored man raped a white woman down near Shiloh, and he was taken back pretty close to the scene of action and tied to a tree and was shot with rifles, pistols, and shotguns until they cut the tree down that he was tied to.
Hmm. Let's see, you know where they were from, what counties they were from, your grandparents?
My grandfather and on both sides were Pike County men, born and raised in Pike County.
So they've been here quite a while.
Yeah, they lived their full lives in Pike County.
And your roots go pretty far back then in Pike County. So your roots are pretty deep in Pike County then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're married, aren't you?
That's right.
How old's your wife?
She's 72.
And you said she was a Baptist. How long?
She's a Methodist.
Methodist, right. And did she go to school much?
Yes, she had 2 years in college at Troy State. Hmm. And she taught 3 years after we were married. After the first child came along, I wouldn't let her teach anymore. I just wanted her to take care of the kid. So he is 47 years old his next birthday, which is the 11th of February.
Where does he live?
He's in Mount Vernon, Washington, in the Navy. He's Chief Warrant W4 in the Navy in Mount Vernon, Washington. Well, he's stationed on Whidbey Island, but his home is in Mount Vernon, Washington. And he finished high school in Pike County School. First started in Josie. And of course, during the period of time that we were with the REA, they would go to school in the town where we were located and have to be changed from one school to the other until after we came back to Troy in 1942. And all three of my children graduated from high school in Troy, and my daughter, the youngest child, had 4 years of college in Troy State.
I see. We talked a little bit a while ago about places you've been. Is there any place you'd like to really travel, or any city you'd like to see that you haven't seen?
Well, if I had a preference to visit back to the states that I have worked in, my first would be in